Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Suppose a nation in some distant region should take the Bible for their only law book, and every member should regulate his conduct by the precepts there exhibited. What a utopia, what a paradise this region would be. Yes, in fact, it would be, and it was during the beginning years of this country. We had a warning, too, from Noah Webster. He's the guy that wrote the 1828 Webster's Dictionary, and when you open the front cover, what does it say right there with a big picture of Noah Webster? It says, who taught millions to read and not one to violate God's moral law, sin, 1 John 3:4. Oh, my goodness. And I say that because of what we're inundated with today. And the truth of the matter is you've got to take a step back and ask the question as to who's responsible for this. It's not the kids. The Bible doesn't say that the kids are supposed to raise up the parents. It's the parents that are supposed to raise up the kids in Proverbs 22. And when you look at that for what it is, friends, you got to ask the question, the real question, and make the statement with, look at what the grown-ups have done with this world. Wisdom is justified by your children, it tells us in Luke 7:35. It would be good for us to turn around and look at the harvest that we are responsible for planting and harvesting now. And I think too many people fail to understand that that younger generation, soon enough, will be in the halls of government. They'll be at the pulpits, friends. They're being raised up by the garbage that the older generation is tolerating. If you think things are bad now, you haven't seen anything yet. Abraham Lincoln comes to my aid because he was the one that was accredited with the statement, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the government in the next. And that's what happens when you allow the corrupt CIA, the American version of the Gestapo, to set the narrative on a 24/7 basis. Not just in America, but on a global basis. But it starts here. It started here. Do your homework, friends, and go back to Project Paperclip. When they took all those Nazis, those war criminals, and they brought them over to America. It wasn't just America, by the way. They brought them over to tens of thousands to Argentina and all over the world. They were hidden, for those that didn't know. And the only ones that were really delivered up during the Nuremberg trials were the ones that they didn't need any longer. They were expendable. And that took place in May of 1945. Do your homework again, Project Paperclip. With that said, I want to show you some of the confusion that I'm talking about. It's somewhat of a satire. It's supposed to be sarcastic, but pay attention to the message that these young people are actually leaving, because it really is within itself a good message. But again, let's look at the responsible party, the older generation, and say, oh my gosh, because that's exactly what you're going to say when you begin to watch this one.
It's been one whole year since Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Which means they've been making abortion illegal all over the place.
So these are dark times.
These are dark times.
Dark times.
Dark times.
Un tiempo muy oscuro.
Because now that Roe v. Wade is overturned, a woman can get pregnant just from having sex.
Oh. I'm now seriously considering going down the dangerous path of abstinence until marriage.
I find myself in this really bizarre state where I'm asking guys about things like their values and trustworthiness before sleeping with them.
Before a girl will have sex with me now, she's asking me all these dumb questions like, do you love me? And what happens if I get pregnant? And do you have a job? I don't know.
Abortion being illegal where I live has definitely raised the bar for which men I'll date and have sex with. And that's a terrible thing.
It used to be that if I got a girl pregnant, I would just force her to get an abortion. And I can't do that anymore. And that's awful.
I can't tell you how many first dates I've had in the last year where no sex happens. All we do is talk about who we are and get to know each other.
Ladies, if you haven't done it already, you need to get an IUD. This will make your uterus a toxic and hostile environment like it's supposed to be.
It's like now sex is such a bigger deal. It's not just about me using someone else's body to get myself off.
It's like the government is making me responsible for a bunch of stuff I shouldn't be responsible for, like my sex life and my children.
Why would I ever want to bring a child into a world like this? A world in which it's illegal to kill children.
I live in constant fear of a baby somehow finding its way into my uterus.
So these are dark times.
Dark times.
Dark times.
The overturning of Roe v. Wade did this to me. The Supreme Court of
pregnant.
The United States put this inside of my body.
Okay, so new idea here. I think that a man and a woman, before they have sex, need to draw up some sort of contract that says, I promise to take care of you, and you promise to take care of me, and we both promise to take care of any kids that we produce together. I mean, like, I know it's new, I know it's shocking, I know it's out there, but that kind of contract is the only way that I see us moving forward.
That's marriage.
No, it's not.
Do you see the point they're making here, friends?
Amy Coney Barrett personally did this to me.
Okay. Outside of the fact that they're ignorant on some of these topics here, I think it was great what they were saying, because that's exactly how the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media would have you think. Just the way that they were talking. And then so at the end of it, it was, of course, they were being sarcastic about it, and they were being serious, but they were making the point sarcastically that these are really dark times because we can't murder our babies anymore. So we need to be careful with who we fornicate with, not understanding 1 Corinthians 6:9, where it tells us no fornicator, sex before marriage, shall have an inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. And then there's a whole list of others that it highlights as well, which is the fruit and expose of what the law reveals in Romans 3:20. And then during the end of it, they came up with a new idea, and that new idea is called marriage. I mean, folks, really, why are these young people confused like this? They're young and they're confused because the older generation has allowed it to get to the point as to where we're at today. We cannot, again, blame anybody but ourselves. And, you know, as Bradley Dean likes to say, because it lines up with Scripture, take heed unto yourself, pay careful attention, the Lord said over and over and over and over again. Until we take responsibility for our actions, we're never going to right the wrongs, and that's what the church is called to do. That's the fruit of repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10-11. And also go back to the Old Testament, it's coming to my aid right now, Isaiah 58. Verse 12. Check it out. We'll be right back. I got some more stuff to share with you. Look at what the grown-ups have done with this world. Oh, my goodness. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Free. spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We are broadcasting in 159 cities even now, also as well into 53 countries. And thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. If you want to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Go to the live feed at the top. Subscribe to that as well, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to my friend's website, Michael Roach, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page over there as well. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. We have the mind of Christ, and he is our leader. He is the captain of the host, period. John 14:6 tells us that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father or goes to the Father but by me. So that's why we follow him, and we bear our cross in the process of doing it, that we can understand the power of redemption through his blood. Ephesians 1:7. Now, folks, really quick before I get to my next point here, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We still have last year's schedule up there just to show you how busy we have been. We're busy little bees over here preaching forth the Word of God, Luke 19:10, because they're commandments, not suggestions. And with that, we got some new dates coming up at the Minnesota Covenant Church here in Minnesota. Obviously, a Minnesota Covenant Church will be in Minnesota. On Tuesday, July 18th, 6:30 to 8:30. We'd love to have you there. If you're in Minnesota, we'll give you more details as things roll out and the closer that we get to that date, for the very purpose that there's people that like to sabotage these local dates. Because in most cases, people don't understand the warfare that goes along with what we do here as a ministry. And when their enemies can convince them not to have us in, they're not worth going to in the first place, right? But it is. That's how it works. Minnesota Covenant Church, Tuesday, July 18th, 6:30 to 8:30. Also, we're going to be at the Minnesota State Fair August 24th to September 4th. That will be 12-hour days. 12-hour days from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. for 12 days in a row. That is some serious work. If you'd like to volunteer for that, we would love to have you, folks. We would sincerely love to have you. We have an opportunity to win 3 million people. We're the only ones doing it. Not that we're trying to make ourselves look exceptional, but the fact is we look at it as an opportunity where most people are afraid to do it. Again, that will be the Minnesota State Fair. That is up and coming as well. If you'd like to volunteer for that, please do. Give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know that we just got picked up last week for Saturday, October 14th, 15th, and 16th. That will be at Fire and Water International Church. We're looking forward to that, and I'm sure that there's more things transpiring out of the Arizona date. We're also looking at a potential date in South Dakota in August. If you'd like to book us and you're in those areas, please let us know. If you'd like to fly us in and get us out right away, we could possibly make something happen during over the next 3 months as well, if we can do it in such a turnaround rate as that on a daily or a two-day basis. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Okay, so I want to show you this because I don't want people to forget about this, and you all know that politicians and the mainstream media and the useful idiots and the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media, they all want you to just, you know, get distracted with so many inundations with the distractions that many are created. And a lot of them, they are created. It's just there to distract you through the clowns in the circus of politics. Or they use some of their movie stars, or sometimes they'll use their musicians or whatever they like to do just to keep you and your eyes off the ball through smoke and mirrors, dog and pony show. You get the point. The reason I'm bringing that up is because a brand new Lancet study was just given this to me today. This was on July 6th. Look carefully, friends. This is all the information that you were pre-warned of. Ezekiel 33, verse 3. Read it when you get a moment. But a Lancet study on COVID vaccine autopsies. Listen carefully. This is what we already knew. Okay? Lancet study on COVID vaccine autopsies now find that 74% of the autopsies were caused by the vaccine. And within 24 hours, the study is completely removed. Lancet study on COVID vaccine autopsies find that 74% of all of those people where autopsies were actually performed on them, all of them were dead because of the vaccines, the experimental jabs. Again, the study was removed within 24 hours. Okay. Last week, Tim had highlighted, Tim Brown, morning show host from sonsoflibertymedia.com, highlighted the fact that over 1,884 athletes mysteriously died within the last 2 years. This is all from the shot. Yesterday, we had highlighted a genius. Should I call him a philosopher? Because really, that's what he is. And what is philosophy? A philosophy is a route of many roads leading from nowhere to nothing. Let me say it again. What is philosophy? Philosophy is a route of many roads leading from nowhere to nothing. And again, what am I talking about here? Yesterday's show with this goofball on it, talking about climate change and how he was confronted by these two journalists that were actually doing their job and questioning the source. And this little genius, this climate lunatic, as it's labeled, is trying to convince people that a whole massive amount of people in Britain there just died instantly over a two-day period because of a heat wave. And then when the journalists were asked, well, where did you get that information? He said he got it from the government. They laughed that off, discredited that. And then he went on to say, when asked again, well, where did you get that information? Then he said the United Nations. Well, they laughed that off. They discredited that as well. And so he gets mad and he says, oh, so you want to play that game? I'll get some real answers for you. He said, let me Google this. Now, I'm not, hey, folks, I'm not blaming kids for being trained up in the ways that they go. But when they continue on in their ignorance willfully, Romans 1:22, I have a serious problem with it. And these are the kind of people that the mainstream media puts up. Now, again, I want to say this. I'm not blaming the young people for being raised up in the ways that they are, because that's who we reach out to on one of the facets of this ministry. And I'm saying that for the purpose, friends, that you become an adult in the sight of God when you're 13 years old, not when you're 22 years old, not when you're 25. I know that in the world today, you don't become an adult until you just naturally become an adult. And it doesn't matter if you're 50 years old. Well, he grew up finally. No, see, people don't understand that is completely backwards. Okay, the adults are supposed to train up the young people, again, not the other way around. And I'm talking about right now, look at what the grown-ups have done with this country. Well, look who they're giving themselves over to. This climate lunatic such as this guy that gets all of his resources from the lying government, the lying United Nations, and then goes to Google, who censors truth, for all of his information. Oh my goodness, friends. That's some scary stuff. It really is. Now, let me make my next point here, because we're talking about, look what the grown-ups have done with this world, okay? And I want to go back and I want to show you Grandma's world, because that's what we're supposed to do, is go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, or not to go down to the new past. The Bible says we're not supposed to be given unto change. Nope, we're supposed to stick fast and hold fast and stay steadfast in the things of the Word of God, period. Period. Okay? I want to go over to a sixth grader who has something that he wants to tell you. You say to yourself, Bradley, we've heard a couple of these from you in the past. Why are you showing us this one now? Because it's still going on. Because you adults still haven't dealt with this. You still have not sought out law enforcement when it comes to the crimes that are being committed against our little kids. As I said during the first segment, if you think things are bad now, oh, just wait until these kids that you've subjected to everything and protected from nothing, wait until they get in the pulpits. Wait until they get into the halls of government. It is not going to be good for you or them. You know what? As a matter of fact, the whole world right now gets to watch a nation fall to the judgment of God. The greatest nation on the planet ever in the history of man. This is a fact. The United States of America, the light of the world, falling to the judgments of God, and the world sits back and watches. Why? Because they watch the kids defend themselves, because the adults do nothing but sit back and smirk about what they're being inundated with. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Blistering heat keeps broiling the Southwest.
78 million people impacted by heat alerts. We have excessive heat warnings throughout the West. We have heat warnings throughout the South Central states as well.
NBC meteorologist Michelle Grossman says Phoenix daytime highs have been in triple digits every day for almost a month. Dangerously hot weather is forecast for parts of Nevada. Las Vegas could hit 116 more than once over the next week. NATO will never waver in its support of Ukraine as the country defends itself from Russia's invasion. That's what President Biden declared in a speech wrapping up a two-day NATO summit in Lithuania. The president called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by name. Mortgage rates are at their highest since November. The Mortgage Bankers Association says average rates for the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage went over 7% last week, up from 6.85% the week before. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, so what I want to do is I want to go over to a little sixth grader who reads shocking book to school board, okay? This is a six-year-old who's having to defend himself against predators. That's what it is. A government-backed agenda filled with predators that are backing the agenda in government. Again, we're talking about, look at what the grown-ups have done with the world. Well, look at the little kids. They have to defend themselves because no one else is doing it for them. If you look at the people behind him, one of them's probably his mother with a big smile on her face because she's so proud of her sixth grader who has to defend himself, which there's nothing wrong with that. That's how you train your kids up. You don't make it the easy way, the wide way. You show them the straight and the narrow and the difficult. And you show them the obstacles. And you show them that it's Christ and by faith that you're made more than conquerors through him who loved them. That's what you do. I agree with all that. But not to this point. People are still talking off the topic concerning the pornographic materials in public schools. And I've shouted it from the rooftops over and over again. The law needs to come in and be enforced concerning those that are responsible for bringing this pornographic material into public schools. There's absolutely no reason why people aren't going to jail for this, but nobody's talking about law or judgment. And justice guards our liberty. So as long as you want to keep looking over law and justice concerning the crimes that are being committed against your youngins in this country today, you're going to know why. And they're going to have to stand up and defend themselves just like this little man is doing. I want you to go ahead and check this out. They bleep out certain words. Obviously, we know why that's being done.
I'm 11 years old and I go to Windham Middle School. I'm a sixth grader. I was in the library and this book was on a stand. I'd like to read you a page. My back over my hips as I ask if we should take our clothes off. And he's saying yes before I finish my sentence. He's pulling off my t-shirt, laughing when I can't undo his shirt buttons. He's undoing my belt. I'm reaching into his bedside drawer for a... We're kissing. Again, we're rolling over. Obviously, you can see where this is going. I don't know if it's because we're feeling especially emotional or just tired, or these past couple of weeks have been too much. But this reminds me so much of the first time we had... We were both terrified, and the whole thing was kind of terrible because we didn't know what we were doing. But it was good, too. So good. Because we were a mess.
Sixth grader, folks.
And we were scared and excited, and everything felt new. So this sort of thing just sort of feels like that. Nick touches me like he's scared that any minute. Now, this book was at my middle school, and it was on a stand. When I rented it out to show my dad it, the librarian asked if I wanted more and if I wanted a graphic novel version.
And he was asked if he wanted a graphic knowledge version of the pornographic material that they're led to read. Now, I just talked to the local sheriff over here, friends, and I had told him, I said, you do realize, and I brought this up several times, but again, I want you to think about what matters here. You're the law. Law enforcement's supposed to do their job. If they don't, you can actually charge law enforcement for not doing their job. You have state statute. That's the reason they're there. They sworn up an oath to uphold the law, right? Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. Check them out. But when I was talking to him, I said, you do realize that I've done about 365 public high schools in 25 states. Yep, yep. Do you realize that if I took one of these books, like this little sixth grader's reading right now, and I got in front of that student body and I started to read it to them, you do realize that I would be shut down instantaneously, I'd be arrested, and I would be charged for indoctrinating kids with pornographic materials. I would be a felon. I'd have to sign up as a sex offender for teaching such pornographic materials. Why is this happening in the schools, Americans? Is anybody listening to common sense here? Here, let me go over to Isaiah 51, verse 4. I want you to hear it for yourself. This little boy is going to grow up despising his parents. He's going to despise everything that we claim that we are because we did nothing. This impotency of the American people, this apathy of the American people, which are the virtues of a dying society, first and foremost, this is what they're going to see. And they're going to reject you because of that. You'll become a reproach to them, the younger generation, because you're allowing this to happen. This is just one front. I've been warning about this stuff for 20 years, folks. The writing's on the wall as to what this is about. And this, again, I want to reiterate the point. That's why we have such heavy censorship on this channel and on this radio show. The government does not want you to know it. Now they're coming out and showing you and saying, we don't care who knows it. People need to be arrested. That's what's going to stop and deter crime. That's teaching people the fear of the Lord, Proverbs 16:6, and departing from lawlessness. When you set the example that we're not going to tolerate it by prosecuting those that are responsible for it, it's going to teach others not to commit the crime. But if you're going to be soft about the crime, the only thing that you're doing is you're actually adding strength to more of it. Okay? Listen, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Listen to me, my people. Hear me. As a matter of fact, I just want to give it to you exactly how it says it. And I want to go to the King James Version because I don't like some of the versions that are out there because they water down the word. Hearken unto me. That means listen unto me carefully, the Lord says, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. Okay? Now listen carefully as to what he said. For a law shall proceed from me that Jesus never abrogated. He didn't come to abrogate it. Think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Matthew 5:17, Romans 3:31. Go back to the Old Testament, Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 8. New Testament, Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:7. It's all there. Common sense. Go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You'll see the Lord using the law continuously and warning men to flee from the wrath to come. But he said, "All my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment." It's when the church obeys his commandments and brings about judgment. Those that are born again of the Spirit already understand that's what they're in their, that's what's in their hearts. Read Ezekiel 36. That you'll keep his statutes and his judgments to keep and to do them, it tells us. Okay? But if you don't have the Word of God written in your hearts by the Holy Ghost, where we become a dead letter now to a living letter, where we're written epistles for all men to read, this sounds like Chinese to you. Some people even go so far because they're so backwards and say this is judgmental. You know what? You're right. It is. And why is it judgmental? Because somebody committed a crime against our kids. I said this some time ago, and I've seen it again. But when we were in Alaska a couple of years back, a friend of ours who's a former police officer invited us to come out to do some events. And when we were out in Alaska, it was interesting. We were told not to worry about the grizzly bears. We were told to watch out for the moose. And sure enough, we had the opportunity to see it firsthand after our five-day visit there. We were going to get something to eat, or we were on our way to one of the events that they had set up. And when we were on our ways on our way out there, all of a sudden, I get a phone call, and it's my friend Dale. And he says to me, "Bradley," he goes, "I have a moose in front of me, a mother, and her cow in front of me." He said, "I have to stop because if I get too close to the baby cow," he said, "what will happen is the mother moose will charge my vehicle." And we stayed back about a half a mile, and we literally watched it unfold. The mother came out in an aggressive fashion, protecting her cow until her cow, her baby, was safe on a dirt road. That mother was on standby to attack anything in defense of her own little ones. That's not what history teaches us, forgive me. That's what common sense teaches us. That's what the laws of nature, nature's God, teaches us. Wow. Is that insanity or what is that? "Hearken unto me, my people." This is what you want, a word of the Lord today? Here it is. "Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for the light of the people." And I want to go back and I want to say something too to all those that's being judgmental. You are not born of the Spirit. I want to tell you, clearly you're not born of the Spirit. You're an enemy to God, because it's the very heart of God to bring about justice upon the heads of the wicked. What do you think Calvary was about? The prince of the power of the air was judged on Calvary. That was a judgment upon sin and the one responsible for breeding, or the fountainhead of sin, coming from Satan himself through men that so choose to follow him. The Bible says those that forsake the law praise the wicked. Yep, they're the ones that say, "You know what, who are you to judge?" No. You praise the wicked. You are backwards. You are not born of the Spirit. You've never been converted. Ever. Guaranteed it. Guaranteed it right now. To everybody listening, "Oh, boy, you're being pretty judgmental." Nope, you're ignorant. Those that forsake God's moral law praise the wicked. You would rather allow these criminals to continuously attack and assail our children rather than for you to enforce the law unto judgment upon the heads of those that mean to make a prey of our children. Shame on you. Period. Shame on you. Hey, folks, I want you to listen carefully to this. Evil men understand not judgment. And as I said just a couple minutes ago, Jeremiah 9:24 is the very heart of God. Judgments and righteousness, the very throne of God. Psalm 97, Psalm 9, 16 and 17. It's the very heart of God. And common sense comes into play in these particular situations. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, Isaiah 59 verse 14 tells us, "And judgment is turned away backwards, and justice standeth afar off." Why? Because the truth is fallen. Pick it up. Buy the truth and sell it not, Scripture tells us. And equity cannot enter. Yeah, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey, and the Lord saw it and displeased him that there was no judgment. There's the problem America's having. And again, it falls to the feet of the church. And what happens if you don't bring forth judgment? Here, I'll show you. What you're doing is you're creating a totalitarian system of government. Okay? What are you talking about? Do you remember David Dalton? Remember the guy that went and uncovered Planned Parenthood? He had it all on film. He was showing the American people the crimes that were being committed through Planned Parenthood, them selling baby parts on the black market. This is all confirmed information. Remember David was going out there and exposing everything on camera? And you know what the Department of Injustice did? They came behind David, and instead of following up on the information and prosecuting the guilty party concerning those murder clinics inside of Planned Parenthood's, what did they do? They turned on David and they laid 9 felony counts to him. I'm not kidding you. This is, hey folks, so next time you hear some ignorant, illiterate, biblically, constitutionally, talking about just being a soft judge that produces hardened criminals, understand what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a reprobate. You're dealing with someone that's dead in their sin. They would rather have things remain the way that they are because they're just as guilty of it. Hey, folks, as Spurgeon rightly said, if you're not preaching out against sin, it's because you're guilty of sin. That's right. Okay. So what happens when you don't enforce the law? Well, you get a Department of Injustice that now goes after those that are exposing the criminals. That is a totalitarian system of governments. Okay. Look at this. A jury finds abortion foes harmed Planned Parenthood. Harmed Planned Parenthood. Can you say bought and paid for when it comes to a jury? Awards over $2 million. They're rewarding those that are murdering babies. This is what happens when a people fail to be the law. Here, I'll give you one more, and then I want to get to something else before the end of the show here. Do you see this one? Liberty One just reported it. The Department of Injustice indicts the whistleblower, Gal Luft, days after he releases videos critical of Biden's business deals. This is why it's dangerous for you to remain ignorant to the law. Make reference to the law and condemn the crime until the criminals are being condemned. Because if not, what you're going to have is you're going to have the guilty persecuting the innocent for crimes of the guilty. Just like what you're seeing today. This was just 7 hours ago, folks. This was just reported 7 hours ago. DOJ indicts whistleblower, the one that exposed the crimes of the Biden's business deals. What do you think January 6th is, friends, out of the 950 people that have been charged? What's that about? That's an indictment upon the heads of the law abiders. And the American people are standing down and allowing them to throw these patriot Christian conservatives, the real deals, behind bars. For doing what? Well, we have a God-given right to do in the first place. But what happens when you let it go? You breed more. You're breeding more crime. And it usually happens because people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, period. Okay, I want to end the show with this. Tells us in Jeremiah 6:16, go back to the old past. The Bible says they would not. And then the Lord started to pronounce judgments upon them. Hey, folks, either you live for the blood that's been shed for your freedoms, natural, spiritual, or you're going to be condemned by it, Whitfield said. Absolutely. Either the blessings of the Lord are upon you as you're diligently holding to his word in Christ, 1 John 3:6, or you're under the judgments of God, 55 judgments, Deuteronomy 28, 15 blessings to 55 curses. And the Lord said in Deuteronomy 28, 68, what did he say? He said, as I rejoice, or 63, forgive me, as I rejoiced over you to do you good, I'll also rejoice over you to do you evil. And then he pronounces the judgments. That's where we're at today. But what happens to those that just turn around and say, you know what, I want the Lord's way? And what is that? What does a country look like when you actually obey the Lord? Here, I want to give it to you, and I want you to hear this carefully. This is called Grandma Rocks, and I want you to listen again carefully to the details. This is what it used to be like in this country. One evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events, and the grandson asked his grandfather what he thought about schools at shootings at schools in the computer age and, well, just things in general. Well, the grandma replied, well, let me think for a moment. I was born before television, penicillin, polo shots, frozen foods, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbees, and the pill. There was no radar, no credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Man had not invented pantyhose, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and the clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air. Your grandfather and I got married first, and then we lived together. Every family had a father and a mother, Genesis 5:2. And until I was 25, I called every man older than I, sir. We were before something called gay rights, no such thing, computer dating, dual careers, daycare centers, and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, good judgments, and common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and to stand up and take responsibility for our actions. Wow. Serving your country was a privilege. Living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food, said Grandma, was people who ate during Lent, and having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started. Timesharing meant the family spent together in the evenings and weekends, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM radios, and I don't ever remember any kid blowing his brains out listening to Thomas Dorsey. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was junk. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam. Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were completely unheard of, said Grandma. We had 5 and 10 cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and a Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and two postcards. You could buy a new Chevy coupe for $600, but who could afford one? Too bad, because gas was only 11 cents a gallon during that time. In my day, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your mother cooked in, and rock music was your grandmother's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office, chip meant a piece of wood, hardware was found in a hardware store, and software wasn't even a word. We were the last generation, Grandma said, to actually believe that a lady needed a husband to have a baby, and no wonder why people call us old and confused and say there's a generation gap. How old do you think that this woman would be today, friends? 77 years old. 77 years old. And look how fast things have declined. What did John Adams say? He said that decadence always follows luxury. When a generation doesn't understand the price paid for the freedoms that it has, it goes in the cycle of judgment. And how does it start? Well, they forsake God. That's the first thing. They give their allegiance to their favorite idols, their favorite politicians or preacher. And what they then do, friends, is they depart from the living God, because no longer are they following Christ. Now they're following man who sets men free. Jesus does, John 8:32. And what's the end result? Well, judgment falls on that nation, because they left God wickedly. They departed wickedly from the living God. And after judgment's over with, what do? They return back to the very God that they should have never forsaken in the first place. Hey, friends, that is the cycle of the world. That is the cycle of men. Wouldn't it be to our wisdom to uphold and hold fast the Word of God? Because over and over and over again, throughout the Old and the New Testament, we are continuously warned to not depart from the living God. And when we do, the news that I'm sharing with you in part today is exactly what happens to that nation. Look what the grown-ups have done with this world. How about the grown-ups take responsibility and now right the wrongs? Isaiah 58, verse 12. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.